Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
This is the place for hot sports opinions, big name guests, funny bits, and wheels off moments. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Text reunion to 22126 to register to win two VIP passes to the Texas Monthly Barbecue Family Reunion Saturday, September 27th at Epic Central in Grand Prairie. It's a brand new event from Texas Monthly featuring eight legendary pitmasters, music, and lots of two-stepping fun. Go to texasmonthly.com/BBQReunion for information and tickets.
Thank you very much, Mr. DJ. Friday Fun Time. We do this every single Friday. 5:35. Sponsored by
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
Thank you, Ham. And we try to get you in a good mood as you wander off into the weekend. So today, in Rangerland, that's an anniversary of a couple of different things.
Rangers.
Yeah, the Rangers this year are not fun.
They're unfun. But they had a moment in 1989 on this date in which Nolan Ryan got his 5,000th strikeout.
That's big.
Yeah, a big anniversary. It was a wonderful moment in my childhood. And then 18 years ago was this? Okay. 18 years ago, the Rangers set an all-time record of scoring 30 runs in a game. A game in which they beat the Orioles 30-3. I believe that's the score. And it was an historic night. And it was also hilarious. It was hilarious for one reason. And joining us now on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline is Bob Sturm. Who is down at the courthouse right now protesting Big X the Plug's arrest.
Boy, got me again.
Hey, man.
Can't fly it by you.
Have you moved the boy in?
We're mid-move, believe it or not. I'm just breaking a story that it's a long freaking drive to Corpus Christi, I found out.
Yeah. How long did it take?
I'm going to say all of 6:45. We probably could have made better time, but Daddy's bladder is only so big, so, you know.
Did you let him drive out of Dallas?
Did he take a shift?
You know what? The young man drove his car the entire 449 miles without a single incident.
Damn.
Impressive.
Although I will say, tailgate's a little too much for my liking on me. But yeah. otherwise, safe and sound. So,
did you ever break
mission
check
one of? No, I thought about it. Mission one of going to college has been accomplished.
Yeah,
we have arrived at college. Does that mean you get your degree? No, not yet.
Well, as you know as well, the difference between moving a boy in and moving a girl in.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable the amount of stuff that girls take down with them to college. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. Boys' moms still pack like
girls. Oh, yeah. Just stuff that they don't need.
Right.
Littered with stuff that they don't need.
If he needs a plunger or a vacuum cleaner, we're squared away here, too. So it does seem like more than I brought to college, but I'm not here to judge. I'm here to support.
Okay, so we set up the fact that today is the 18-year anniversary of the historic Ranger win in which they set what I feel like a million Major League Baseball records on the offensive side when they beat the Orioles 30-3. And of course,
yeah, one of my greatest wins.
This coincides,
tell the story properly.
This coincides with just hours before you going on a rant about how they need to fire their hitting coach.
That's right. I wasn't wrong. I was early.
Yes. And so, and
which has been true, so many of my opinions over the years is that I'm just so on the money, but just a little early, and people aren't ready for it, and people weren't ready that day.
So, Rudy Jaramillo was the Rangers hitting coach, and
right.
It's funny to look back at it now because I'm not sure that we would ever do segments on the hitting coach, good or bad. Right?
It was a different time, Corby.
It was a totally different time indeed. And so hearing that is kind of funny that that was part of it. But just the odds that you would do a segment on the Rangers hitting coach at all. And then just a couple hours later, because I think this was an early game too, because I remember being on the air. We were,
it was a definitely 6 o'clock, maybe a 5 o'clock start.
It was a doubleheader.
That's right.
Yeah, I think that's right.
We were on the air at Sneaky Pete's. Doing the show. And I remember sticking around and watching
with Tay Zonde.
Yes. And Mini Me and Tony Romo. It was like the Star Wars thing at the end.
The Force Ghosts.
Yeah.
Sneaky Pete's.
and so, yeah, we kept watching and I was like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. I'm sure there was a million texts going back and forth too to Bob. The timing of this. So anyway, Ham alerted me to the fact that we do still have the audio of Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Of the rant.
Of Bob going off. And
not the rant, the show, but Bob's rant on Rudy Jaramillo.
Right, right. And so we put together a little playlet that I think you will enjoy.
Okay.
The question that has to be asked continuously that is not being asked for whatever reason, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Is that when you have a pitching staff that fails, whether it's his fault or not, injuries or not, bad breaks or not, he gets his tail fired.
Ooh, pitching, yeah.
You name it. Somehow here, despite having this launching pad, now whether it's still the launching pad it once was statistically is debatable, but this still very strong hitter-friendly park with a team that continuously has low on base, horrible home road splits where they go on the road for years and they can't produce runs. Years!
On the ground, a base hit up the middle. 1-1 already in. Here comes Botts rumbling towards the plate. He's going to score. It is 3-2.
Well, you're not going to hear this anywhere else because everyone in this freaking city worships the guy. But guess what? He's the highest paid hitting coach. He's the longest tenured hitting coach. And this team can't hit.
Vasquez hits it in the air down the line. Bidding for the home run. He has got the home run. 3-run shot for Vasquez.
And they haven't hit in a decade. Okay? So stop it. Stop protecting this guy.
Eric in Denton. Let's talk Rudy.
I was just calling to see, like, what's y'all's point or what's y'all's mission?
He sucks. That's my point.
Well,
he sucks.
Fired or what
yes.
are you trying to do here?
Yes, if it's not working.
And now he's going to hit one pretty well in the left center field. All the way back, this ball gone! Zolta LaMacchia! Opposite field, and it's now 6-3. And a Sonic Slam winner, too.
Let me explain sports, okay? If it's not working,
let me explain
you
sports.
Fire the person. And you know what? He may be a good guy, good family man. He may really care about the players. He may send them Christmas cards, for all I know. Somehow, every other team in this city has somebody who consistently can't get it done. And you know what happens to them? They get fired. And yet, here, the Ranger hitting coach, despite 7 years of evidence that this team can't hit when they need to, and they can't hit on the road.
Towards the Bud Light sign. There she goes! Thank you, Marlon!
Hello!
Grand slam!
And they can't get guys on base, and they can't score runs except for home runs.
Young with a smash in the left field. That's down for a base hit.
And they lead the league in strikeouts, and people ask me, well, what do you want Rudy to do? I don't know. Coach this team so they can, so the whole organization isn't a hitting joke. And it is a hitting joke.
Catalanato to left field. It's down for another base hit. The throw coming in from Peyton is going to be offline. It's 8 in the sixth inning.
Hold on. Jub Jub is online with us.
Oh.
The
boy.
Great George Dunham.
Amen. Amen. I've been on, I haven't mentioned this in a while because I think here's the other factor about Rudy. Everyone feared some sort of repercussion from him.
Metcalf smokes it to left. This is incredible.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Another slam! With the extra point pending, it is now 20-3.
Guys take this job like Ron Washington, and they have Rudy fed to them, like Coach Avezzano used to be.
For 36. Whoa, Salva LaMacchia sucks it to right, goodbye! This is an absolute massacre! This is a team that struck out 17 times against Santana Sunday, 11 more against Bedard.
How do you explain all these players, more than just a couple, seeming like entire lineups of players who talk about how much better than your average hitting coach Rudy is?
See, and that's the biggest defense, too, Tom. And you're right. You hear it all the time. Man, how could all these players be wrong? It's like, but seriously, in some respects, it's like asking the kids at your house what they think of the babysitter who gives them snacks the whole night. I don't care what they say.
They
I care what they do. And what they do is on stat sheets everywhere. You can simply just look at the evidence that this team certainly should not feel like they, what, we just can't improve on our guys with the bats.
Little chopper. And that will get the Ranger record. The 27th run and safe just to rub it in. David Murphy beats it out.
It's just amazing that this guy's had a job since 94. He makes more than any hitting coach in baseball. And isn't his salary more than Ron Washington's?
Yes, it is, I think.
Oh, my God.
Vasquez to right field. You want to go for 30? You bet! 30 unanswered runs in Baltimore, Maryland.
He makes more money than Ron Washington, and yet nobody asks any accountability of the guy.
And ladies and gentlemen, your final score in game one, the Texas Rangers 30, the Baltimore Orioles 3. You have seen the new big league record set, most runs scored in a ball game.
Oh, man. Oh my God.
That's so fun. Again, the one time ever that you do a segment on the hitting coach.
Man, how could I be so hot about Frank Catalanato and Jared Saltalamacchia?
And weren't they terrible then, too? Like awful?
Yeah, 07 I don't think was a great year, but maybe it was. I can't remember. I do know this. Several things were uncovered in that audio as Ham tried to character assassinate me yet again. One, the idea that your hitting coach makes more than your manager is wild.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Two, you can always fall for the small sample size, and I would point to you that last year in Week 17, after not scoring more than 28 the whole season, the Giants scored 45 and screwed up getting Cam Ward as their quarterback by winning a game that they really had no point in winning.
True.
Three, I learned that day what the dead cat bounce meant, which means you drop a cat off a building, it will bounce. It doesn't mean it's alive. It just means that's what happens when a dead cat bounces.
So 30 runs is a dead cat bounce.
Yeah.
100%, Dave. They finished like last in everything the whole season. And four, which vindicated me like 1 month later, he was fired. And you know why he was fired? Because the offense sucked. Case closed. Just a little early. I'm sorry.
That was so great. You're so fired up that George called in, too.
Ah, I totally agree with you here.
I totally agree with your awful take that is about to be laughed at in 2 hours.
His worst take until Luca.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, there you go. We had to get you on for that little celebration.
No, thank you. You got me out of moving for 10 minutes. I appreciate that.
Good.
Brilliant from DJ and Ham.
Go have a good piece of catfish, and y'all enjoy the move-in, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, boys. All have right. a good one.
We'll see you. Later. There he goes. Bob Stern.
Bye, Bob.
Down at Corpus Christi. Moving his boy into school. All right. Good job, fellas. That was very funny.